Right now, we are okay for the time being. Once again, we're looking forward and wondering how long we can continue to do that, just like so many others in the field.
It's sort of a stop-and-go sort of approach to budgeting. How hard does that make it for LifeSil to sort of plan and to know that you're going to be able to continue the programs that you have?
It makes it excruciatingly hard. We do not know, for example, what or anything is coming for the second half of FY17, which, of course, started January 1.
So what direction is LifeSil headed if a budget isn't reached soon, or if you continue to have this sort of, you know, you get some money, but not all of it, and then you get some more money, but not all of it. Where is LifeSil headed, do you think?
I think we're headed into uncharted waters, and that's what we are kind of planning for. We have never been in this situation before. We have never had to deal with this, so we are actually learning as we go, just like everyone else. Unfortunately, it does not look good.
When you and others with LifeSil talk with elected officials, state senators or representatives, what are you telling them, and what are you hearing back?
We have been consistently, since the first budget address of the governors, we have been consistently giving them the message that not only are we as a business, a human service agency, affected, it is affecting the services of the people that we serve, the people with disabilities here in McLean County in our four service area. We have brought them stories of the consumers who are being affected. We have brought them stories of the consumers who have had great success living independently because of our services. So, well, as you've seen so far, we do not have anything to show for that.
When you share those stories with them, what is their reaction? What do they tell you?
For the most part, I get, we understand, you know, we are concerned, we appreciate all of the services, and we know the value of the services that you offer.
When we heard from you last May during our series Stretched Thin, you said you wanted politicians to be held accountable. Let's listen to a part of that May 2016 interview.
They are supposed to be going to Springfield, taking the voices of the people that they represent back and doing what's best for their constituents. And from what I've seen, they're not doing that. We have had a lot of outcry through many different districts, not just in ours, but throughout the state, of people going to the legislators and saying, we need to find a way to get this budget done. It's hurting too many people.
So that's you from May of 2016. Sounds a lot like you today. Are they being held accountable?
I don't see it. I don't see it unless it's behind the scenes. I think there are a lot more people, not only in social services and human service agencies and the nonprofits, that are getting, like myself, increasingly frustrated and angry. And I'm hoping that we will take that to the elections the next time that they're up.
That's difficult in central Illinois when often there's only one candidate to choose from on the ballot.
True, but what a lot of people don't realize is that you do not have to cast your vote for that one person.
Core to LifeSil's mission is advocacy, and in many cases, you're not so much going to bat for individuals as you are teaching them how to go to bat for themselves. How are those programs, those advocacy education programs, being affected?
Well, there is one that is federally funded, so that so far is continuing. The one-on-one, that is something that is state GRF, General Revenue Fund. So that is one of the programs that are in limbo right now.
Have you been able, in part, to see some of that advocacy come full circle? You've taught people to be advocates, and now they're having to advocate for the funding that they need for the programs to continue to teach them to have better advocacy skills. Are you sort of seeing that complete circle?
I am, absolutely, and I love it because I have people come to me and tell me, I called my legislator again today, or I emailed my legislator, or whatever. So it is great to see the voices coming out.
And that's in part what you teach your clients to do.
Absolutely.
Can you share some specifics about the service you offer, some of the services you offer, and how they've been affected? You mentioned the one that was general revenue funded. What about enabling individuals to lead lives that are more independent? What are those programs, and what's happening with them?
Well, so far we have had to eliminate one of the programs, and that is our educational advocacy program, where we help parents who have a child with a disability in school learn how to advocate for those services or accommodations that their child needs. Unfortunately, we are no longer able to offer that program. The other programs, like I said, it just is kind of a wait and see game.
So what do you tell a parent that calls you and says, hey, my child needs help, we need help with the situation in school? What does that conversation sound like?
It's sad. It's distressing. The parents don't know where else to go. We have one resource from Southern Illinois that we can refer them to, a phone number where hopefully they may get a little bit of information over the phone.
What do you think? Is LifeSIL and other social service agencies caught in the middle? Or do you think this is sort of an unspoken strategy to eliminate funding in the long run and never restore it? Have you thought about that?
I have thought about that, yes. I am not sure exactly where my thoughts can go on that. We are a nonprofit. We have to remain bipartisan.
but being in the situation you're in, on the side that you're on, after this goes on for a certain amount of time, you have to wonder.
I do wonder. And it is one of the things that makes me quite angry, because we have seen human services for many years, long before the budget impasse even started, as being one of the services that the state continually cuts. We've had, I don't know, since 2008, either flat funding, the same funding from the previous year, or budget cuts. And it affects not only business, because, you know, we can't give our staff cost of living increases. We can't do a lot of things because we're getting cuts every year. And I guess it angers me because of the people that we serve. We serve people with disabilities. A lot of human service agencies throughout the state who serve people with disabilities, senior citizens, children, you name it, they are who are being affected by this. They're the 1 million plus people whose services throughout the state have been affected, are some of our most vulnerable residents of the state of Illinois. Why should they have to pay because of the Illinois General Assembly's failure to do their job?
Provided the state isn't trying to just phase out such services and abandon people who need help, let's talk about the kind of money the state saves by enabling people to live independently. What's the ratio there? How much would they be spending if LifeSIL weren't here to help someone live independently as opposed to maybe in an institutional setting?
Well, to give you just an idea, there are 22 centers for independent living throughout the state. We are just one of those. One of our programs, which is the Community Reintegration Program, has saved the state millions of dollars. Add in all the other, you know, centers for independent living throughout the state who have the same programs, and it's close to billions of dollars that we're saving the state, yet we continue to get these cuts, or we continue to get paid pennies on the dollar for our services that we've provided. And with all the other programs, I mean, the cost of living independently is, depending on the level of the disability, at least half. You know, it's cheaper to live in the community with the proper services and supports out there than it is in any type of institution, nursing home or whatever. And I don't see that the state is really looking at that. They are just looking at where can we cut. You know, while the state is in an unprecedented place right now, the governor has been talking about what's good for business, bringing in business. What he doesn't realize is that there are already a lot of great businesses here in this state, saving the state a lot of money, helping millions of people in our state.
And LifeSIL is one of those businesses.
And LifeSIL is absolutely one of those. We We should not be cutting and harming these businesses that save people money, and we should not be harming the people with disabilities, senior citizens, children, etc., that need this in order to live independently. If these services continue to go away, the state is going to be spending billions more dollars